everyone, this is Lori McNair with Holy Hill Ministries and A Broken Hearts GPS, and I'd like to welcome you to today's podcast. I have some good news for you today. Did you know that you're not just a good idea, but you are a God idea? Yes, when God created you, He created you with a purpose, with a plan, with destiny, with a future, and that's the word of God in Jeremiah 29:11. The word says that God knows the thoughts, the plans that He has for you, and they're good. God told Jeremiah in Jeremiah 1 that before Jeremiah was even conceived, He already knew Jeremiah and already had a purpose and a plan and a destiny for his life. So I would just like to encourage you today with the word of God. It does not matter the environment that you grew up in, the challenges, the obstacles, the difficulties that you may have faced. It does not alter or change God's original plan for you. And it's a good plan. So if you're here, you're a good idea. You are a God idea. And you have purpose. You have destiny. You have a future in the Lord that is bright, because the Word of God also says that He loves us with an everlasting love. And that's Jeremiah 31. And so I'd just like to share a couple of scriptures with you just to encourage you today. The Word of God tells us in Proverbs 4:23 that above everything else, above all else, we are to guard our heart, because everything that we do flows out of the heart. Our behaviors, our attitudes, our speech, the way we interact and relate to people, it's all a byproduct of what is going on in our heart. And so we're to guard our heart. And part of guarding our hearts requires that we guard what we allow to gain access to our heart. If you've ever flown on an airplane, or if you've ever watched, you know, a movie or a TV show, before the plane comes in for landing, right, the pilot is communicating with the tower, and, you know, he'll say, "We are cleared for landing," meaning that it is now okay for that plane to descend and hit the runway. And so, in that same sense, that is how we're to guard our hearts. We're to be vigilant about who we allow or give access to, or what we allow access to land in our hearts. And, you know, we try and instill this in our girls, because you'll always come across someone who is unkind. That's just the reality of our world. You know, we have, there's bullies, there are cyber bullies. There's just, unfortunately, not everyone is kind. But what we can do is guard our heart and say, okay, what I just heard, I will not allow that to land in my heart. Let that plane just keep right on circling and go right back to wherever it came from, because here you are denied access to hit the runway of my heart. And so that's Proverbs 4:23. Guard your heart. And the Word of God also tells us in Proverbs 12:15 that the prudent, the wise person, overlooks an insult. And again, it's the same principle of not allowing these words, these labels, name calling, negative speaking to hit our heart. We just don't allow it to land, and we disregard it. The prudent overlook an insult. And that's Proverbs 12, verse 15. I can just remember myself as a third grader. I remember we had a third grade teacher, and I grew up in the 70s and the 80s, and so school was a lot different then than it is now. And so we had a very strict old school teacher, and she was not kind, and most definitely she should not have been in the classroom, but she was. And so she had this tendency of, if you got an answer wrong, she will call the student dense. And so me as a third grader, not knowing what that word meant, the tone in which she said it, let you know, this was not a good thing. She was unhappy with the answer or the student's efforts. And so I share that to say that the enemy, Satan, is relentless in his efforts to get us off course. And he will start in childhood. He'll start in the toddler years. And it is imperative that we recognize his efforts, and that we are, if you're a parent, you know, grandparent, foster parent, auntie, caregiver, uncle, what have you, that we check in with our children, because that is prime time for the enemy. I'm sure many adults out there now could attest to me sharing my story, that maybe you have experienced something in childhood that really shattered, you know, dreams, ambitions, ideas. That is all the work of the enemy. And guess what? It still doesn't change anything that God has already put in place, that's already on board in you. Every gift, every talent, those things were put in place before you were even born. And so the enemy, he is relentless, but God is greater, and God has given us the ability to overcome any obstacle, any challenge that the enemy would want us to be ensnared with. And so just by way of encouragement today, know who God says you are and receive it and accept it. And don't accept anything less than the word of God. Comments like, you're nothing. You'll never be anything. You're just like your mother. You know, you're just like your father. You were a mistake. I wish you were never born. Those comments that are so wounding to the soul can be refuted with the word of God. The word of God tells us in Psalm 139:14 that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. The word of God tells us, he calls us royalty. We're a royal priesthood. We're a chosen generation. And so if we can just sign on to what God is saying and just believe his word over every effort that the enemy may make, and he'll use anybody. He'll use a teacher. He'll use a third grade teacher. He'll use a parent. He'll use a neighbor. He'll use a cousin. He does not care, because his effort in John 10, verse 10, is to steal, to kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, hey, I came that you would have life, and that you would have it abundantly, that you would have a life full of joy and peace that is overflowing, that you would live life to the fullness of life. That is God's intention for every child of God, for every person. That is God's desire. Do you receive that today? I pray that you do. God bless you. Before we close out in prayer, I just wanted to just give a couple of shout outs to those who have reached out to us either via our website or Twitter or Facebook, or have called in. Just a couple shout outs. I want to just give a shout out and just thank God for Joy, who reached out to us. God bless you. I want to thank God for Lynn, who has reached out. God bless you. Jeremy, God bless you. Thank you so much for reaching out. Alicia, thank you. God bless you. Tanya, God bless you. And John, God bless you. We just give God praise for those who are reaching out and sending their praise reports, their prayer requests. We love hearing from you. God bless you. Hope that you have been encouraged today. Let us know how you're doing. We'd love to hear from you. Father, in Jesus' name, we just thank you for those who are signing on with the truth that they are a God idea, that they are your idea, and that you make no mistakes, you make no errors, you don't have bad ideas. And so we're just celebrating the gifts that you have given each and every one of us. We thank you that you are our creator and that you know us intricately. And so, Father, we just pray for those who may have been the victim of some verbal abuse, some verbal attack early on in their lives. Father, we thank you that you are Jehovah Rapha, that you are the Lord God who heals. You are the only one who can go back into our history and heal us of every soul wound. And so, Father, we just pray that you would uproot anything that is lodged in our hearts, that is a falsehood that has been planted, that has taken root, and that is being held as truth. God, we pray that you would uproot every lie, every deception now in Jesus' name. Fill our hearts with the truth of who you say that we are. May we receive it by faith in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. We'll talk to you again soon.